I've got Andrew Early in the studio with me, and Andrew's from the Ballymun Men's Centre. Hey, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. It's just slightly afternoon now, so.
No, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Right, the Ballymun Men's Centre. It's got a problem now because you reckon that the developers have decided not to fund it anymore. And the premises has moved in recent years. It was there in begun in 1997 in a basement in Shangan Road and opened for business in 1998. Spent 10 years in Lift Shaft 4, that was in Shangan. Recently moved to a new premises on Shangan Road in the late August 2008. And it's an fully equipped centre. Tell me about it.
Well, basically, it's existed for 14 years, as you say there yourself. Now, in that space of time, it has grown from being a small group of men to up to 50 and more. It's a drop-in centre, which is vital for people that have problems to go in and have a chat with somebody and get help. There's counselling available, there's advice in general, and they organise holidays and so forth. So it's a wonderful place from the point of view that if you've when you're retired or finished work or whatever the case may be, or even when you're out of work, it's somewhere to go to talk to people. It gets you out of your own little
cocoon,
if you like.
Your little cocoon, maybe, yeah.
Precisely. So yeah. With result, over the years too, it's been beneficial to many, many people who have come and gone and moved on to better things.
Can you tell me a little bit about the sort of problems people experience who use the centre?
Well, basically, a major problem can vary from broken marriages to troublesome with neighbours, with all sorts of aspects of that nature, which means that you can go there and get help and get advice and get guidance from free of charge. There's nowhere else to go because it's the only centre of its type in the city.
Are there councillors on?
There's an excellent councillor there on call, and he has been very helpful to me, for instance, because I went into a very nasty time there a number of years ago. I lost my entire pension when the banks collapsed. I had a son who ended his own life, had a broken relationship, a lot of problems of that nature, and I wound up in severe debt. So I'd know where to turn to. And you happen to know Frank Rock, who was the manager, an excellent man there. He's been there for many, many years. And I went in and saw Frank, and he said, "Right, come over here and we'll see what we can do for you." And I have to say, I got excellent help, and I'm at the stage now whereby I can stand on my own hind legs again. And that's a major plus for me.
Right, so the rest of the people, the men, it's a men's centre, as we must point out. The rest of the men who use the centre, for want of a better word, would be able to avail of the same counselling and help that you have been able to access. And how many, men would use the centre, for example, in a week?
Well, anything up to 50 or possibly more.
And in one week. Yeah. Yeah.
People come from all from the surrounding areas to the classes as well, you see. I mean, there's art classes, there's history, there's genealogy, there's music lessons, and various other activities. So overall, it all comes from the centre.
Yeah,
these things wouldn't be coordinated because there wouldn't be anywhere to coordinate them otherwise.
Okay, so tell me about the problem then that the centre's experiencing in regard to, is it the funding that's being cut or is it the premises that's being withdrawn? What is it?
It's a combination of both. You see, the premises is one of the newer buildings on Shangan Road, and it's a big improvement over the flats that we used to be in. But the unfortunate part about it is we just had it on a basis from the authorities in the area.
Right.
Now funding has dried up.
I just ask you, Andrew, who's funding it? Is it the council?
At the present time, it's the BRL had a finger in the pie at one stage. That's Ballymun
Regeneration.
Yeah, and then the health crowd as well.
Yeah, but Ballymun, can I just say to you now, we know that from having talked to people in the Ballymun area, and we know that the Ballymun Regeneration Limited, they're having problems with the funding. They're they're not maybe able to complete the refurbishment of Ballymun, and that's the company who
that's
was
a
set
major
up
problem, yes, yeah.
to set up to yeah. to finish the work. The work in Ballymun may not be finished. Isn't that a reality
that's,
as well?
Yeah, that's a reality also.
Yeah, so funding across the board is being cut to a lot of projects. And
of course, yeah.
I mean, what's going to happen to the people in Ballymun who are waiting on their flats to be demolished and moved into their new homes? And that may not happen. So,
yes, yes.
You know, so if that's the scale of funding cuts, then we can kind of understand. We don't have to agree with the idea, but we can kind of understand that funding to a men's centre can be cut without too much feelings of guilt in that sense. Is that right?
Well, the only fly in the ointment there, as you see, is that the actual health centre in Ballymun has been closed recently. The place where people used to go that had emotional problems, now with the result, they were brought along to us. The rectory brought along to Frank to see how he could help them out.
Right.
So from the drop, you see, the whole basis of the drop-in centre is precisely that. People can drop in with their problems and discuss it. Now, if that's taken away, where do these people go? Do they go into town? Do they go and try and find some other people, place that they can get the help?
Yeah.
Is that where they ultimately come back on the Eastern Health Board?
Yeah.
To cope with these people?
Yeah, and they have to find the funding then to pay for the treatment or the counting. Can I just ask you also, Andrew, you said that the problem is a two-tier one in the sense that the funding is being threatened. Well, it's not being threatened, it is being withdrawn. And also the premises will no longer be available. Is that right?
That's the problem.
And
no.
who has allocated the premises in the first instance?
Originally, it was between the health crowd and BRL.
Right, so
it was originally a voluntary organisation.
So who was actually told the Ballymun Men's Centre that the centre is being withdrawn?
We have got an official letter from the powers that be. I don't know who they were, but the powers that be in the area, and they have told us that we're supposed to vacate the premises by the end of the week. But something has happened in the meantime. John Lyons, who's an excellent TD in the area, has been talking about giving us a 3-month reprieve.
An extension.
Yes, on the understanding that some cash is promised. So this would be the Ballymun Whitehall group that would be coming up with this money.
So they have to, let me understand this, if they can guarantee the funding, then the premises will be left alone for another 3 months. Is that it?
It's a
contingent.
Yes.
It's contingent on the funding being in place.
Correct,
is it though?
Yes, yes.
Well, what's the state of play with regards to
the
funding?
Well, at the moment, that news only came about on Friday. There was a big meeting over there in the centre, in the access centre, and there were all the people there from BRL and various TDs, etc. and so forth. I must say at this point that Desi Ellis has been an excellent help to us. He's a marvellous man in that respect. He comes along and he looks out. He has a finger on the button all the time.
Okay, okay. But what is your feeling now with regard to whether the funding will be actually given over so that the premises can remain open for another 3 months? What's your feeling about it?
It's very, very doubtful. I think it is doubtful. Unless we're very fortunate. See, in point of fact, some people have even got to the stage where they say, right, we're going to go on hunger strike.
Well, that's a bit extreme, isn't it?
You see, they feel that strongly about it.
Yeah.
I can understand that because, I mean, I'd put it to you this way. I've been going there now. I'm retired in a number of years. I can't afford, because my pension has been whittled away, as you know, over the years. And I can't afford to go anywhere without it costing me money. I can go in there, have a cup of tea, it costs me nothing, and sit down and have a chat in the heat or play. There's a computer room, you can play darts, you can play cards, you can play dominoes, you know, you can have a chat. So it's a social centre as well, you see.
Right. I'm just wondering, thinking off the top of my head, is there any possibility that the men's centre could be amalgamated into another already existing centre in the area so that the facilities could be shared, so to speak?
There isn't, unfortunately. No. You see, there was an enormous amount of organisations in the Ballymun area, which is excellent from this point of view, by the way. And I'm not from the area, but the point is that I'm as welcome there as if I was.
Yeah.
So this is a major problem. A lot of them have been closed down. You see, an awful lot of these were fast-funded, and a lot of them were voluntary, but they couldn't afford to pay everything. You know, heat, light, phones and the whole lot. So they just had to close, which means there's virtually nowhere left.
So yours, the main centre is the last one left. Is the last one standing?
One of the few left standing.
Okay, well, let's look at the worst case scenario then. If you reckon there's a strong possibility that the centre will not be given the 3 months extension because the funding will not be promised by the other organisation, Ballymun Whitehall, you said. So it's looking likely then that the place will close down. Is that right, Andrew?
Yes, it looks very, very much like that. And we have to fight this as much as possible because of the simple fact that if it goes... I mean, we've had people up from Galway, we've had people from the north, we've had people from all over the place to see how successful this whole setup is.
How it works, yeah.
And they're very... I mean, that's... Having said that, Our Taoiseach opened a similar centre in Galway recently.
Right. The Taoiseach?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they must have had funding there available.
They had
the
funding. But I mean, to give you an idea how important it is, you see, there's a lot of older people now, as you know. We have an ageing population.
Yeah.
And to have somewhere to go, it's only two. You can either bookies or boozers, and I'm not into either of those.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's just go back a little bit. You mentioned, and we're going to have to wrap this up pretty
That's
soon.
Fine. That's
you
okay,
mentioned
yeah.
that the people are talking. Some people are talking about the hunger strike to try and keep the place open. Is there a campaign organised? Is there
we have to clarify this 3 month extension.
Yeah,
and it'll be based on that.
Yeah.
What the next step would be.
Okay, and if you get the 3 month extension, then you can maybe campaign.
We can negotiate and campaign and make ourselves heard.
Okay, but look, I can only wish you the best of luck and hopefully. There's people power out there, isn't there? Really?
Oh, absolutely. You see,
people
the thing about
together,
it is that we're in a situation whereby there everybody is welcome. You don't have to be from the area, and women come in for this as well.
Yeah.
So there's no closed door. It's the only open door that there is.
Okay, Andrew, I'm really going to have to.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
But listen, thanks very much, and the best of luck. And I hope there is a successful outcome at the end of the day for the Ballymun Men's Centre. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks very much indeed for the time. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.